From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish officials are arresting judges and military officers in connection with an attempted coup, detaining more soldiers Sunday. Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag said around 6,000 people have been detained and that the number will increase. Those in custody include the commander of the Third Army Corps, General Erdal Ozturk, who could face charges of treason. Other high-ranking military officials flew to neighboring Greece by helicopter and requested political asylum. Turkish media reports say some of those who fled are believed to be among the architects of the coup. French police Sunday released the estranged wife of the truck driver who ran down nearly 300 Bastille Day revelers in the French resort of Nice, but are still questioning six others to see if the attacker was acting alone. The woman, the mother of attacker Mohamed Lahouage Boalel's three children, had been arrested Friday. She was detained hours after Boalel drove a 19-ton refrigerator truck at 90 kilometers an hour along Nice's Mediterranean shoreline, Promenade des Anglais, mowing down people over a 2-kilometer path. Among the six still in custody were a man and a woman arrested Sunday, but police gave no indication why they were being held. A grieving France was observing the second of its 3 days of national mourning for the 84 people, including 10 children, killed in the attack and the more than 200 injured. Authorities said 85 people were still hospitalized, with 18 of them in critical condition. VOA News. Leaders of the African Union, facing the aftermath of deadly violence in South Sudan and rising antipathy toward the International Criminal Court, gathered in the Rwandan capital for their 27th summit, which opens Sunday. Meanwhile, a key advisory body of the African Union has condemned the International Criminal Court. Nick Long reports from Kigali.
Last April, the African Union mandated a committee led by the Ethiopian Foreign Minister to come up with a joint position on the International Criminal Court, or ICC. That committee is understood to have recommended that AU member states quit the ICC unless it meets three conditions, including giving heads of state immunity from prosecution. That message was relayed here by the Economic, Social and Cultural Council, or ECOSOC, an AU advisory organ that was chosen by civil society organisations across the continent. Ahead of the AU summit this week, ECOSOC spokesman Joseph Chilenge told journalists gathered in Kigali the ICC is not independent as it follows United Nations Security Council guidance. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
Scores of demonstrators in Vietnam's capital who gathered to support an international tribunal's rejection of China's claims in the South China Sea were hustled away by police before their rally started. The protesters were meeting Sunday at the landmark Hoan Kim Lake, a common spot for demonstrations in Hanoi, when police forces descended on them. Vietnam has a history of clamping down on protests, fearful the rallies could stir dissent. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration recently ruled against China in a case filed by the Philippines about China's historical claim to about 90% of the South China Sea, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Bangladesh police have arrested a professor who allegedly rented an apartment to the perpetrators of the cafe attack in the capital that left more than 20 people dead earlier this month. Ghiazuddin Hassan, professor at North South University in Dhaka, has been detained along with his nephew, an apartment manager, for failing to register the tenant's information as required by law when they moved in May. A majority of Americans have grown pessimistic about race relations in the United States. According to a new Washington Post-ABC News poll, 63% of Americans think the country's race relations are in bad shape, a jump from 48% earlier in the year in another poll. Among African Americans, 72% are pessimistic about race relations. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.